put people into a town or a village, but you're going to have to back it up with services. And that's been the point from day one. So it's something that Rural Link is going to have to look into, because, I mean, it's okay now at the minute, but, I mean, when colleges start opening up again, people going to work up again, people looking for doctor's appointments, and that they can't get on the bus. Now, I wasn't aware of this until I was just told on the doorsteps and drum my hair, but it's something that is going to be an ongoing problem. But like you said from the start, when you put up a population of any town or village by 20 to 25%, you can't turn your back on that village. You have to put in the services. And this is just one aspect that's coming to attention now that is going to have to be dealt with.
What is the solution? Is it increasing the fleet, or just making extending the service with more frequent buses?
Probably going to have to put on more buses at maybe at them times. You know, at 10 o'clock, they're probably going to have to put another one on it at 10:15, and another one on at, say, 1 or 1:15, and another one on at 3. That seems to be the issue. But, I mean, I had highlighted that issue before as regards students going to college in the mornings, and that was an ongoing problem here in Manor Hampton. So it's just something that when you put people into an area, that you're going to have to look into all aspects. And I mean, this is the bus service. The next one is going to be schools. I mean, classrooms are overcrowded. The next one is going to be GP services. The next one is going to be the A&Es, and I've said that from day one. So it's okay putting people into an area, but you're going to have to back it up with services. And that's been the issue all along.